Lesson overview. This is an intermediate sound design lesson on creating a dimension edit, tuning a filtered breakdown from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Rave Lace Tension. You'll build an 8 to 16 bar filtered breakdown using only live stock devices, Wave Eatable or Operator, Simpler, Auto Filter, EQ 8, Compressor or Glue, Saturator, Hybrid Reverb, Grain Delay, Utility, and the native LFO. The focus is tuning filter movement to your musical content, creating rhythmic tension, and keeping the low end clean for high impact DJ and rave transitions. What you will build, by the end you'll have a ready 8 16 bar filtered breakdown template, a layered pad or chord source with clean sub and pad separation, a musically tuned low pass sweep with resonant peaks that match your key and chord changes, complementary effects, reverb, delay, saturation, sidechain, and gating that add dimension without clouding the sub. Automation and modulation maps so the breakdown is easy to tweak and performance ready. Walkthrough. We'll follow a clear set of steps. The central goal is dimension edit. Tune a filtered breakdown from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for Rave Lace Tension. A. Project setup and key reference. Set your tempo. Drum and bass sits around 160 to 175 BPM. For this walkthrough, use 174 BPM. Create two return tracks, one for hybrid reverb and one for ping pong or grain delay. Decide the key of the track. Create a simple MIDI track called KYREF using Operator or Wave Eatable. Place a single sustained MIDI note of the root, or the chord notes, through the full length of the breakdown. Set Operator to a pure sine or triangle so you have a clear reference for tuning. Keep that reference audible when you tune the filter. B. Build the pad and chord sound. Create PAD1 with Wave Eatable or a simpler multi-saw. Program a 4 to 8 bar chord progression in your chosen key. Keep voicing sparse, root, third and fifth, or add a suspended fourth for tension. Add a second layer, pad 2, using simpler or a different Wave Eatable preset. Put it an octave higher or change its unison for width. High pass both pad channels around 120 Hz with EQ 8 to remove low frequencies. We want the sub clean. C. Route and group for filtering. Group PAD1 and PAD2 and call the group breakdown PAD. After the group devices, insert utility for phase and gain staging, then auto filter set to low pass 24 dB, EQ 8 for fine harmonic boosts, saturator for gentle drive, and a glue compressor for subtle glue. Set auto filter's initial settings, low pass 24 dB. Cut off around 1.2 to 1.5 kHz to start, resonance around 3 to 5, but be careful of ringing, and minimal drive. Leave the LFO off for now. D. Tune the filter to musical content. The key technique, solo KYREF and breakdown PAD together and play them. Your aim is to lock auto filter's cutoff so its resonant emphasis sits on harmonic partials of your reference note or chords. Manually sweep the auto filter cutoff while listening. When you hear beating or reinforcement between the sine reference and the filter peak, stop. You've found a sympathetic point. For precision, use a Q8 after auto filter set to a narrow bell with Q around 4 to 6, and boost by a few dB. Tweep to find harmonic peaks and note the frequency in Hertz. With that number, set auto filter cutoff near that frequency, slightly lower if you plan to sweep upward, and increase resonance to taste so the filter emphasizes that harmonic. Repeat this at each chord change. Capture the cutoff sweet spot for each chord and automate the cutoff in arrangement view, or map cutoff to a rack macro and automate the macro. For an 8-bar breakdown with chords changing every 2 bars, capture the sweet spot at bars 1, 3, 5 and 7 and draw smooth curves between them. Use exponential curves to create a strong tension build. E. Create rhythmic, rave-laced movement. Add rhythmic motion to the tuned cutoff. Insert Live 12 LFO device or map an LFO to auto filter's cutoff. Sync the LFO to 1/8 or 1/16 and choose a triangle or saw wave. Keep the amount small, roughly plus or minus 80 to 150 Hz, so the wobble stays musical. For sharper stutters, automate the cutoff with stepped values in draw mode, or use utility gain automation for gating. Add sidechain compression after saturator and set the sidechain input to the kick or drum bus. Use a fast attack and a release sync to 1/16 or 1/8 for bounce. F. Add tension building effects and tails. Send part of the pad to the reverb return using hybrid reverb. Add pre-delay between 10 and 40 milliseconds and a long decay of 2 to 4 seconds for a rave tail, and automate the send to rise across the breakdown. Use a grain delay on a duplicate send for granular shimmer, Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16 triplets and keep the dry/wet low so it adds texture without clouding the low end. Automate saturator drive and auto filter resonance subtly in the last two bars to push toward the drop. G. Final tonal and mix polish. Once automation is in place, turn off or lower KYREF and listen with drums and bass. If filter peaks clash with bass or sub, HBF the pads higher, up to 140 or 180 Hz if needed, or notch conflicting frequencies with a narrow EQ8. Create a parallel bus for a bright, resonant shimmer, duplicate the pad group or use a return. Push saturator hard and high pass it so you can bring it in at climactic moments. Finally, bounce or export the tuned filtered breakdown into your arrangement. Common mistakes to avoid: don't leave resonance high all the way through. Only raise it during peak moments to avoid nasal ringing. Don't tune by numbers alone. Always confirm with your ear and the sign reference. Keep sub frequencies clean. Pads below about 120 Hz will fight your bass. Avoid automating too many parameters at once. Focus on cutoff, resonance, send levels, and one LFO or rhythmic source. And don't rely solely on synced LFOs for musical relation. Always use keyed manual tuning, so filter peaks align with chord roots and partials. Pro tips: use a simple sign operator reference that plays the root and chord tones to detect beating quickly. For precision, capture automation snapshots, find a sweet spot, show the cutoff automation, and use command or control to set exact values. Use auto filters LFO as a subtle vibrato on the cutoff, while main movement is hand automated. If you want a pitched filter peak, automate resonance up and add a narrow EQ boost at the same frequency to create a quasi-tonal whistle. For dimension edit authenticity, automate reverb pre-delay and increase grain delay feedback slightly in the last bar before the drop. Save the whole chain as an effect rack preset and macro the main controls: cutoff, resonance, LFO amount, reverb send and drive. Mini practice exercise: create an 8-bar tuned filtered breakdown in G minor at 174 BPM. Use Waveditable and simpler layered pads, HBF both at 120 Hz. Place a key reference sign on operator playing the chord notes for all 8 bars. Capture 4 auto filter cutoff positions, one per 2 bars, that harmonize with the chord changes. Automate cutoffs with smooth exponential curves. Map an LFO to cutoff sync to 1/8 at a low amount. Automate hybrid reverb send to rise from 0 to about 35% by bar 7. Export a 24-bit audio loop and test it in context with your drum loop and sub. Adjust HBF and resonance to maintain clarity. Recap: to create a dimension edit tuned filtered breakdown, use a clean sign key reference to find harmonic points, build layered pads and keep low-end HBF'd. Tune auto filter cutoff and resonance to musical sweet spots using EQ8 to locate frequencies. Combine automation snapshots with a subtle synced LFO, sidechain, and send automation for tension. And polish with saturation, reverb, and delay while maintaining a tight mix. Extra coach notes, practical shortcuts, and workflows. Use harmonic partial math for faster decisions. If your root is G2 at roughly 98 Hz, useful partials are 196 Hz, 294 Hz. 392 Hz, 784 Hz, and so on. Target partials in the 1 to 4 kHz band for clear whistle tones. Use EQ8's frequency readout and type those numbers into auto filter for exact placement. Macro the important controls: cutoff, resonance, LFO amount, reverb send, saturator drive, and add a single tension macro that nudges resonance, reverb, and a small cutoff lift together. That one control lets you perform the breakdown live. Keep the sub on a separate instrument, and HBF pads between 120 and 180 Hz to avoid masking and phase issues. Check phase coherence by flipping phase on a layer and listening in mono. Use exponential automation curves for emotionally strong moves and short automation snapshots to lock exact tuned values at chord changes. For gated rhythms, combine compressor sidechain with an LFO map to utility gain set to stepped or square at 1/16. Humanize by slightly varying LFO amount or offset between bars. Creative variants that stay stuck: try bent pass on a duplicate pad tuned to a high partial for a singing lead, or use a narrow EQ boost as a moving notch sweep to carve evolving harmonics. Map grain delay pitch to the same macro as cutoff for coherent textures. For returns, set hybrid reverb to 100% wet and HBF the return at 600 to 900 Hz so tails don't muddy the sub. Use short synced grain delay sends and automate the send to accent hits. Mono check: Masking check and resonance management are essential. Collapse to mono to detect phase problems. Mute pads to listen for masking against sub and reduce resonance on low-quality speakers if it becomes harsh. When CPU is limited, freeze and flatten your tuned pad group to preserve precise tuning without processing cost. Resample the tuned breakdown to create one-shot rave tales for live sets. Before exporting, run a checklist. Mono check, HPF atmospheres at 120 to 160 Hz, sub intact, resonance peaks where intended, smooth automation, and HPF on reverb returns. Final note, keep practicing the ear and numbers combo. Finding tuned filter sweet spots by ear with a sine reference is fast and reliable. Save your effect rack as dim edit tuned breakdowns so you can reuse this approach across tracks. That's the complete walkthrough. Go build, listen for beating, capture precise automation, and make something that bangs in a DJ set.